Drew, what's going on? It's Brett Young.
Hi, pal. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I got the email on Monday that you had a lot to say and you were going to call the show, and I love it.
They lied about having so much to say. I have a child now. She does all the saying.
Are you still in the phase where you and your wife are trying to videotape everything in case you miss something amazing in the 9-month-old vocabulary, actions, walking, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, the camera is pretty much, since it's a cell phone now, I mean, it's just pretty much always running. Mm-hmm. I think about that all the time, though, you know, with COVID and trying to find the silver lining for us, it's definitely the timing of it all is great when you have a 9-month-old. I mean, I would be on the road and instead I'm home and I'm not missing. Mm-hmm. I heard her say dada for the first time. I saw her learn how to climb, even though she's still just crawling, like climb upstairs yesterday. And I was like, whoa. I'm like struggling with stairs. So for you to be learning stairs now, this is great. So,
and it's great that you experience those moments because you never get them back.
You don't. And I mean, she said dada on a Saturday. And my first thought was I definitely would have been on the road.
And you mentioned your phone. It's happened to all of us. It happened to me last night where I'm like, I got to get into bed. Brett Young is calling the show tomorrow. I need to get into bed. But you get stuck in your phone down a wormhole and then you mm-hmm. look up and you've lost a half hour. When was the last time that happened for you? And what did you get stuck looking at? What were you doing?
You know, that's a nightly thing. They start going to bed and then you praise that they sleep through the night. You're like, uh-huh. Oh my, thank God they sleep through the night. But they sleep through the night from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So you don't really benefit from it unless you go to bed when they go to bed.
Uh-huh.
But you don't. 7 p.m. is when mom, dad start cooking dinner and open a bottle of wine. Next thing you know, it's 11 or 12 and you still have to get up with them at 5:30 or 6 whenever they're getting up. And the last thing me and my wife always do, even when we know we've pushed it, we lay in bed and we get caught up, whether it's emails or text messages or even just social media.
Every time.
You lay down. Yeah, but because you haven't let yourself do it all day.
Uh-huh.
For my wife specifically, I watched her do it a couple of days ago. It was her birthday on Saturday. She didn't get to her phone all day because she's a mom also.
Uh-huh.
And so the next day, she was so stressed out because she hadn't said thank you to the, you know, 100 people or whatever that wished her a happy birthday.
Right.
I mean, to answer your question, it's kind of more my wife watching her try to go back and just acknowledge people that said happy birthday. But that's kind of everyday life.
Was it fun to be at home and film the video for Lady in an entirely new setting like you've never done before?
Yeah, it was really fun. And also, like, moving forward, I think she has the coolest first home video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody goes back and watches their home movies. And in her case, her first home movie will be a professional music video. You know, like, I think that's another one of the takeaways from this whole thing is we wouldn't have even had that idea, I don't think, unless we were all kind of quarantined together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really cool thing for us and the family.
So speaking about staying at home and quarantine, something that came up on the show this week was the craziest thing you've attempted in the pandemic, because we noticed that Billy Currington is trying to teach his pet chicken how to surf. I mean, your reaction is the same thing all of us had looking at this story. And so what's the craziest thing you or your wife you think you've attempted, even within your friends group or your neighborhood in the pandemic?
First of all, yeah, I mean, we probably a ton, but like back to Billy real quick. I wasn't laughing that he was trying to teach his pet chicken how to surf. I was laughing at the pet chicken part. You hadn't even gotten to the surfing part, and I started laughing.
Right?
I mean,
his videos, he's got the chicken on the boat headed out to the uninhabited island trying to find a wave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just he's one of the coolest,
so cool,
freest souls I've ever met.
Yep.
So that doesn't surprise me. In fact, I can't wait to see the video when the chicken's actually surfing.
He'll make it happen.
Because it will happen.
Right.
We haven't really stretched ourselves out too much. Just because the baby's so young, that's kind of like you never know how long your window is of peace and quiet. So we haven't done too many crazy things, but one of the things we did for Father's Day, we did a DIY Levi's trucker jacket.
Okay.
And we made jackets for our dads for Father's Day. My contribution was definitely made the jacket worse, but it was an arts and crafts that I don't think we would have done had we not been stuck at home. So it was a fun little deal we did with Levi's, but also a little out of my comfort zone.
And is this related as well to your clothing line at Kohl's? Only country superstars had their own clothing lines.
You know, the Levi's relationship was kind of brought together by Kohl's. that went so well that it put us into conversations about my clothing line, Caliville, which we had been kind of doing ourselves in Nashville for a while. Mm-hmm. It was just so much fun working with Levi's and Kohl's that I brought it up to Kohl's and they loved it. And we have a men's line in Kohl's now. We're going into our third season, and hopefully women's and children's are coming next. And it's definitely a fun side project, especially when we're not able to be out touring and stuff. It's something fun to kind of pour myself into.
A question that I wanted to ask, because I love your arm sleeve. I know we've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. You've been home for a few months now. Are you itching for something new, a new tattoo? Have you been thinking about anything, a design?
I haven't gotten anything new in quite a while.
Okay.
The sleeve that I planned is pretty much done.
Oh, okay.
That being said, just below my heart on my ribs, on my left side, I have my last name. And the reason I got that was because I'm the last male young. So if I don't have a boy, mm-hmm. the name dies with me.
I am the same way. I haven't met someone else in the exact same predicament. I have a son. His name's Roy, and he was it, you know? So you uh-huh. think about that as a family name.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so for me, I put it right under my heart on my ribs, thinking that like I would put all my kids' names above it, uh-huh. which would be like on my heart. Presley will be the next tattoo, and I haven't decided yet if that'll be her name. I have a couple other ideas of how to identify her, but I don't know that anything else other than the kiddos from this point on. I'm pretty much half covered up at this point. So.
And isn't that one of the most painful places to do a tattoo ever on your ribcage?
You know, you're going to think I'm weird. My tattoo artist makes fun of me all the time. I don't hurt or bleed when I get tattoos.
Well, there's a bragging rights right there.
But I think it's weird because I don't have a high pain threshold in life. I'm actually kind of a big baby, but for whatever reason,
tattoos are good to go.
Yeah, I enjoy them.
We love you in Chicago, Brett. You know that. The home video for Lady and the Song, digging that as well. And we just want to have another concert with you.
God bless it. Your lips to God's ears. Let's pray for that.
Have a great day. Thanks for checking in, Brett.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.